Welcome in to Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's conversation is sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Our guest today is Becky Carter, the President and Chief Nursing Officer of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Becky, it's good to continue our conversation that we started yesterday. Let's start off today with a little bit of information. What happens after the diagnosis of breast cancer?
To confirm a diagnosis after a suspicious mammogram, there is a referral to a surgeon who has training in care of the breast. They are going to start usually with a small biopsy, a needle that is inserted into the area that's been identified as abnormal, and attempt to gather just a small collection of cells that can then be looked at by the pathologist under the microscope and determined, is this a cancer? Are these tumor cells? Those cells do look different than normal breast tissue. If that diagnosis is confirmed, then the next step is to remove the tumor itself and to look at the area lymph nodes to see, is there any spread? Because it does change what kind of treatment you start with. So we are able to do breast biopsies and tumor treatment locally at Blue Ridge. Dr. Daniel McLaughlin, one of our East Region surgeons, does have additional training in breast surgery. And of course, there are the breast services available through Mission Health in Asheville as well. With breast cancer, everyone knows women who have had or have breast cancer. And one thing to reinforce is that one breast cancer is one breast cancer. They're all different. There are different stages. There are different levels of aggressiveness. There's some that grow faster or slower. They're different. Mm-hmm. So the pathologist is going to look at your specific tumor cells and determine what's the best course of action in cooperation with the cancer doctor, the oncologist. Some women are able with less aggressive tumors to just have the tumor removed, may have some local radiation treatments for a short period of time, and they're finished and never have another problem with cancer. Other women will have more aggressive cancers, fast growing, fast spreading, with pathologies that we know are harder to treat. And so those women are going to have different kinds of therapies, and therapies that are designed to really slow down the growth of breast cancer, to kill those tumor cells. There are newer treatments that are designed to slow the spread, the most aggressive cancers. There are new treatments coming on the scene now that are designed to change the tumor cells in a way that our own bodies can recognize them as the enemy, and our immune system start to attack and contain those tumor cells, at least for a period of time. Those treatments are very promising and are being improved all the time. We have new breast cancer chemotherapies that are taken by mouth. You don't have to have IV treatment. And so women take those and can be on them for extended periods of time with fewer side effects. I think we are going to see additional treatments become available, things that are very specific to a woman's own pathology, developed for those specific tumor cells. So it's an exciting time, and it is a time for us all to remain vigilant and to support one another when these cancers are identified.
There's so much going on, and maybe you'd just like to sit down and look at some information yourself. Is there websites available where folks can just do a little looking?
Well, certainly. And Mission Health does have an area on its website specific for breast cancer information, and you'll find that at missionhealth.org/breast. missionhealth.org/breast.
Have those screenings done?
do what, you know, and talk to your physician about it. There's nothing more important than that, at least.
Absolutely.
Well, Becky, thank you for coming over and talking to us for a little bit about this, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you, Bruce. I'll be here.
Thank you again to our guest yesterday and today, Becky Carter, the President and Chief Nursing Officer of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's conversation is sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Thanks for listening.